You think your partner is cheating? We bait them on their DMs to see what the truth is.
It's the Love Test with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
So, Tay, this love test isn't for you, but it's for a friend?
Yeah, so one of my best friends started dating this guy a few weeks ago. Only a few weeks, and she's already all about this guy. Like, whenever we're hanging out, she wants us to look at his Instagram or his TikTok videos. Like, it's excessive. And I think those are always red flags when it comes to someone she's dating. She falls, like, way too hard, way too fast.
Yeah.
And I think that's why she hasn't introduced us to him yet. Or why she hadn't. She hadn't, rather.
Yeah.
She knows, you know, we would, like, really grill him. So we finally went out to dinner with this guy, so we could meet him, and dinner was great. Actually, he was very funny, charming. Like, I was kind of impressed in the beginning. And then after a few glasses of wine, it was like a totally different vibe. Yeah, it was weird. He started flirting with me and my friends and, you know, we kind of all laughed it off 'cause we were drinking, but I don't know. We went out for drinks afterwards. And one of my other girlfriends swears he heard him say to our friend, like, I didn't want to come and meet your friends. This was your idea. So if I want to flirt, like, I'll flirt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we were drunk. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know if she heard something different. But
I don't know. It's pretty specific.
Yeah, I know.
But people can't play big flirt.
Yeah. And like, that sounds really like, it does sound kind of awkward, like, for someone to say that exactly in that way. Like, you know how sometimes drunk girls hear things and then they're like, no, that's what happened.
Like, what else could that possibly be? Like, I want some bleeping tacos.
I don't know. But like, I'm just saying, sometimes you know how people embellish the story.
Right.
The fact that everyone was drunk, I'm on edge a little bit.
But that just sounds so specific, though, to mess that up. So your friend, obviously,
I just don't have a good feeling.
Yeah.
I don't either after that.
If he said it. Like, right. I'm just trying to give all the benefits of the doubt right now.
He definitely said something. It's just like, was it exactly that? Like, she can't remember.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, sort of like the famous Maya Angelou quote, you know, like, you don't remember what they said, but you remember how they made you feel.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's one of those situations where if it wasn't exactly those words, it was something that made your friend uncomfortable for your other friend as this guy was telling her, whatever it was.
When I'm curious, like, so your friend that's dating him is like super obsessed with his social media. Is there a reason why? Like, is she afraid that some other girl's going to pop up on it?
Oh.
Or is he just that much of a quality content creator?
Maybe just excited.
Maybe.
I think she's just like excited, obsessed with him, but it's like way too much, way too quickly. Or she checks to see like what girls liked his photo stuff. So it's just very unhealthy.
Yeah, it does seem like it. It definitely does not seem healthy.
I kind of identify with your friend because I feel like, shut up, Scott. You didn't know me back then.
You talk about it a lot.
I was a little crazy when I would meet people and I would be that girl.
But that's the problem. Like, it's only been a few weeks and I'm not going to lie. I was a flirty person.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you were.
I can't. My life coach just said that I should say that to people. and that at least I was being upfront.
Okay, so maybe this is a situation where he's just a flirty person.
But not if he was yelling at her saying, I'm going to bleep and flirt.
I mean, it sounds like, Tay, everybody was, like, pretty drunk by this time.
And maybe he was defensive about it. But then again, you don't have a good feeling. I don't know. There's just...
All right, so clearly...
there's a lot at play.
Right. Clearly, we need to do the love test in this situation so we can try to get some answers as much as possible. So what we'll do is we'll take the next few days to try to get some answers.
Yeah, this is a great reason to do the love test.
Absolutely, so we can get some clarification on what sort of guy we're dealing with here for your friend. So give us some days, and then we'll come back with some results, okay?
Amazing, yeah. I can't wait to see.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out, if they left a bad first impression, did it foreshadow what was to come? Danielle in Lakeland, what was this situation with one of your friends?
So I had known this friend for a long time, and we had all met up. And you just know. They walk in the room, and they may look normal, but you see it's in their eyes. Like, you know when you see someone crazy, it's in the eyes.
Right.
So I got just a weird mojo, and it just kept getting worse. And he would do weird things like eat mayo right out of the jar. That's a red flag.
Oh, that's a big red flag.
Wait a minute. I dip my French fries in mayo, so let's not say that.
You eat it by the spoonful?
Miguel, no, I don't.
Maybe you eat a spoonful?
No.
You probably would. Would you?
Well, Miguel's a little crazy, too. Let's
no, I mean, that's true. I am a little crazy.
That makes a good radio host. Half the people in this business are just nuts.
And so what else did he do outside of eating delicious mayo?
Well, he would just say weird things. He had these always random facts that were just super strange. Like, I don't know, just weird facts. And then it ended up just getting worse by the day. Just weird things he would do, you know, texting way too much, being super clingy. And then we find out that he's actually a really bad guy. Like, he did some really bad things. He was addicted to child. You can fill in the blank. He was just a really bad guy. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. And so you
it
could just
with the mayo, I'm telling you.
Mayo, you better put the mayo down.
Thank you, Danielle. Mm. Oh gosh, thank you so much for your phone call.
Yep.
Kayla in Largo. So what made it weird, and did it foreshadow what was to come?
So a friend of mine that I also had known for a very long time had started seeing a guy, and they actually eventually got married and had a few kids, but we went over to their house one day, and he was watching a football game. And mind you, I'm not a sports person, but I know how these things can go. You get a little crazy watching your game, start cursing at the TV, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it got, like, so bad that my husband, who never gets uncomfortable, and mind you, like, we are not, like, HR-appropriate kind of people.
Oh.
And he's like, you know, he got upset, and he got, like, he's like, I don't ever want to go over here again, because it was just that bad.
Wow. And so
what were the signs at first, though? What were, like, the weird signs?
He was just weird in the first place. Like, he had moved from, like, a different city, and, like, had nobody down here, and just he had that weird vibe. And it just, as it went along, it just got bad after bad after bad.
And so what ended up first, like, what did it foreshadow to what was to come?
They had some, like, really bad marital problems. And as far as I know, they're still together. But, I mean, it had gotten bad, like, bad, bad to an extent to where, like, dude, like, you need to leave him. And she just never did.
Wow. I mean, and it sounds like you're not in contact with him anymore. Did he make that rift happen?
I kind of feel so, but I mean, you know, she married him and stuff like that. So it just, I was like, being around him was uncomfortable. So I was like, yeah, I can't be around you. Like, if it's even making my husband uncomfortable, like, there's no reason for me to be around.
Wow. Thank you so much for your phone call, Kayla. That's so interesting. So depending upon what we find out when you give this guy the love test, if this indeed was true, what he said while they were drunk.
Doesn't sound good.
About I'm a bleeping flirt.
If he said that, yeah, it's not looking good.
It's foreshadowing what's to come.
Yep.
We'll get results Monday morning at this time.